Welcome to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast providing you with the latest information regarding the coronavirus and how it can impact you, your small business, or your large business in South Carolina. I'm your host, Attorney Melissa Miller, and today we talk with Attorney David Schlosser about how the CARES Act can affect your business. Without further ado, let's talk to David and get our first clue. David, thanks for joining the Clue podcast. What can you tell us about the CARES Act? What do small business owners in South Carolina need to know about the CARES Act? And potentially what legal aid is available to small businesses in South Carolina through the CARES Act, which can help them through this difficult time?
Well, I think first and foremost, there are a lot of provisions in the CARES Act that can really help small businesses and large businesses even, but particularly small businesses. I think one of the most important things is the Payment Protection Program. This is it's money that Congress has set aside. It's actually $350 billion that Congress has set aside specifically for small business loans. And there's an additional actually $10 billion that has been set aside for small grants.
And you said payroll protection. So if a small business has employees on their payroll, they can potentially apply for this to get them through the difficulty surrounding the pandemic until they are able to pay their employees again. Is that correct?
Right. So the loans themselves have very specific uses. And one of those is to ensure that your payroll stays the same or doesn't take a huge hit, that you're not forced to lay off employees and shutter your business just, you know, as a result of this pandemic.
Now, do the loans have to be paid back?
The short answer is no. However, there are certain provisions within it which would make portions of the loans repayable. To basically summarize that provision of the act, the loans are forgivable in the amount that you use them specifically for their given purposes, such as payroll expenses, the payment of interest on mortgages, and utilities, things of that nature. So they are forgivable up to the actual amount that you spent during the what they refer to as the covered period, which is February 15th of 2020 to June 30th of this year.
Do you have to be a particular type of business to apply for the grants and loans via the CARE Act that are available through the CARES Act?
So the language of the act seems to be deliberate in its inclusion. What I mean by that is it seems that they made it specifically broad enough to encompass every small business. There are provisions relating to sole proprietorships, self-employed people. So it doesn't seem that there needs to be a specific type of business. So long as you have not more than 500 employees, or if your business is the what they call the size standard in its number of employees as established by the Small Business Administration for your industry, you seem to apply.
Does your business have to be an existing member of the SBA, that is the Small Business Administration, in order to apply for grants or loans available through the CARES Act?
No, that's one of the interesting things, in my opinion, about the CARES Act is that Congress specifically wrote in a temporary amendment to the Small Businesses Act, which amends that act to waive the affiliation in order to apply for one of these loans.
So it's conceivable that some of these small independent restaurants that have been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic could potentially apply for a loan without being a member of the SBA. Is that correct?
That is correct. And there's, and to go back to your previous question, there's a provision in there which talks about what constitutes wages, and it even includes tips and other commissions, which I think would be applicable to a small restaurant or a local bar and grill, something like that, where you're not maybe making a set wage.
Now, can you apply for both grants and loans through the small business or through the CARES Act? Can small businesses apply for grants and loans? And how do they differ?
So you can apply for both, and it's kind of interesting. To apply for a grant, one of these, it's called an EIDL grant. So to apply for one of these grants, you have to have already applied for a loan under the SBA, one of these emergency loans.
So you apply for the loan first, and then you can also apply for the grant.
Right. And the way the grant functions, it almost works as an advance on the loan. So it's almost like a bridge loan to cover you during the application process. Now, that's not to say if you don't get approved for one of the loans, which I think I touched on earlier, that you would have to repay the money. It simply means that if you are approved for the loan, the grant kind of transforms into an advance on the loan. So your forgiveness of the loan you get under the CARES Act would be offset by, you know, say you get the maximum grant of $10,000.
Right.
It would be offset by that amount.
I think I understand, and I believe you outlined those provisions specifically, the grants and loans and how they intersect in the article you wrote, and which is available on our website, and that's www.themillerlawfirmpa.com.
That's correct. The article on our website, it goes into a little more detail about what you need to qualify, what sort of documentation you need to show to your loan servicer or whoever you're applying through, and how these loans and grants kind of work together.
Now, is that something that we can assist as attorneys with helping people fill out the information to apply for the loans and the grants?
Definitely. I mean, we can provide guidance on the finer points of the CARES Act. Like any legal document, it's got a lot of complex language in there, and it can be confusing. So we can provide guidance on the finer points of the CARES Act and help business with the application process to make sure that they have all the necessary documents and that they meet the minimum requirements and everything like that, and really to try to make the process as smooth as possible, so that they can get the money that they need to, you know, stay alive during this time.
And for our listeners, our number is 864-527-0413. Connect with attorney David Schlosser or with any of the attorneys at the Miller Law Firm, and to get assistance with applying for a loan or a grant for your small business, give us a call or reach out to us via our website. That's www.themillerlawfirmpa.com. Again, the phone number is 864-527-0413, and all of our email addresses are listed on the website. David, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We look forward to bringing our listeners on this podcast more information and the latest legal information on the coronavirus and how the ever-changing legal landscape impacts small businesses, large businesses, and individuals in South Carolina. Until next time, thanks for joining Clue.